Why carry around the books when you can take just a few cards to your games? The Deck of Many makes easy-to-use and easy-to-transport quick reference cards for Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition, containing information on monsters, weapons, conditions, NPCs, spells, and even a Deck of Many things. Go visit deckofmany.com and pre-order your set of animated spell cards today. Hello and welcome to the D&D Grandma and the Family That Games Together podcast. For more about our history, please check us out on Twitter at D&D Grandma or on Facebook at The Family That Games Together. We hope you have as much fun listening to our story as we did creating it. Now, sit back and enjoy. Not a whole lot in the way of announcements, so welcome back. Just real quick breezing through it. Again, Drowlicon tickets on sale, drowlicon.com. We have a panel, we have a live game, we're going to be there all 3 days. So check us out, us and a lot of other great podcasters. The only other thing I really have is luck points. And I just shout out to those who sponsor us on Patreon, Deck of Many, Tabletop Loot, Lissa Hoag, Shedrick Pittman, Patricia McFarlane. Hope I'm not leaving anyone out. Please message me and yell at me. For those of you listening, if you want to sponsor us or just check us out at patreon.com/dndgrandma or dndgrandma@gmail.com on PayPal. So, luck points.
Oh.
Everybody gets 4.
Woohoo!
Wow.
That works out well.
Because now it's like 4... with Kristen.
Yeah.
We only ever used to get like 3 before you, and now
it's like
4.
People love us.
Kristen plus 4.
You just put me in a math equation. That's bad. Math and I, not so much, as the podcast family already knows.
Okay, so last time on, you headed out to the Mistmoors, where you found and dispatched a den of werewolves that you figured had probably gotten through here from the Feywild, when Sashim noticed a familiar large black bear staring at her that then vanished into fog, which, due to an arcane investigation on Sashim and Ember's part, you've discovered probably came through some kind of portal back into the Feywild. On your way back into the city, you notice a group of people slowly walking toward the city walls. When you approach them, you found them to be a bunch of refugees from cities that had already been sacked by General Kalzeem, led by someone from Ember's past, her former teacher, the Black Dragonborn Serena.
She made me tell all my secrets.
To which you discovered Ember was married at some point. And there were things that happened in her village that made her leave. And apparently her husband might still be alive somewhere. Going back to Whitebridge, you got Serena in audience with Mayor Oakenheel, where she relayed her story. The refugees have now been set up with a camp on the Mayor's Island, and preparations are being made to keep them safe, as well as fortify the city. You attended a reception at the Limelight Amphitheater, which everyone had their own little side story that occurred through a performance from Sariel with the Doctor, through mosh pitting and pickpocketing people on the floor by Umbra, a benediction that was given by Nulara, food that was stolen and people smacked by Sashim, a drinking contest that was won soundly by our red-haired Goliath, and cooking lights that had gone out that Ember was ever so sweet enough to help relight. And you ended up having to deal with some sort of demon that was using a guise of a performance clown to get into the theater.
Honestly, it was going to be a bad night if we didn't show up.
Yeah.
No one would have had anything to eat.
It would have been.
They would all have died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And finally, you learned of a band of orcs that had that were setting up camp in the mountains to the northwest. And when you went out there and fought them, dealt with that, you found out they were actually forward scouts for General Khalzeem, who ends up being a lot closer than you initially thought he was. He's probably less than 2 weeks away from the city walls. And we're picking up the next day inside your cottage. I don't remember if we left off still out by the orc camp or if you came back.
We were in the village talking to the old lady, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that's right. On your way back, you stopped the village by the Mismoors, where you talked to the village elder, who said she was going to let her people go into the city walls and seek refuge, but she was going nowhere. She had every intention of living or dying on her land.
How far away is she from the city?
A while. She's a little ways away, yeah.
Like a day's travel?
Not a day's travel, several hours.
Because I was just thinking, what if we gave her a sending stone and she could be our scout? Let us know when the armies are on their way.
You could, if you want to.
You give us a little heads up.
You certainly could.
I mean, that's essentially throwing away that sending stone then. All right, well, we'll discuss it when we get back to the city.
Okay, that's fine. Which you head back to the city, you go back to your house and rest for the evening. And the next morning, you're going to have a little bit of downtime. If there's anything anyone in particular wants to do.
I know what I want to do.
What would you like to do?
So, back in the day, I was pretty good at darts. I'd like to know if I could find somebody who I could get some darts from.
Just regular old, like, weapons? Or, like, weapon darts?
I'm thinking, like, weapon darts. Okay. But also maybe, like, fire weapon darts. And maybe I would ask Umbra to come with me, because I know she's got connections. And she also maybe could, like, help me work on pricing.
Okay. That would be your friend Rowena.
I love this woman. I got some shackles over here.
I know, I like the way.
Well, it's a human. That would be a medium.
I'm glad she was such a hit. Okay, yes, that would be your friend Rowena over at the Dragon's Armaments. You know that she's the one who deals mostly in magical armory, magical weaponry.
Mm-hmm.
Who is going?
I know I want to go, and I know I want to ask Umbra if she can come with me.
Yeah, okay. Since we took village, we left the old lady there.
Okay.
And they had some, and the rest came with us. Want to make sure that the kids are settled in with the other refugees.
Okay.
And probably do some war games.
Oh, cool. Okay.
To get them ready without them realizing they're getting ready.
Okay, cool.
So, and, you know, I'll introduce the new ones to the ones that are already there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be with her.
You're going to go with her. Nulara?
Is there anything you want to do with us today? Or do you want to come with us?
There's no pressure. You can go with them. You can go with them. You can just stay home. You can do whatever you want to do. I just want to know where everyone is.
Okay. I'll go with Sashima. I want to see that.
Okay, cool.
I can use some of that training, too. Any kind of training. Anything I can pick up.
Okay.
All right. I'll work out also with this.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'll figure you can use the kids to work out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
who
yeah.
wants to hang on my arms?
Yeah, exactly.
One,
yes.
Two.
Do that again.
They get a kick out of it.
I'm going to go with Sashim and all of them just to play music to keep the mood light for everyone.
Okay, cool.
And just perform and do finger puppets and things.
Okay.
That'd be cool.
We'll settle them up and then we'll come back to you, Ember and Umbra, okay? Because this will go fairly quick. And you all get, when you all get down to the south end of the island, you can pick up right away that everyone, the official servants, the city guard, and the elders among the refugees, Serena especially, are doing a very admirable job shielding the children from the threat on its way. Because it's a fairly playful and happy atmosphere among the kids. The kids seem to be like they're on vacation. Whereas whenever you talk to one of the adults, you can tell that they're happy they're inside a city, but there's a somberness there. Like, they know this isn't going to last.
Calm before the storm.
The calm, they understand the calm before the storm, and they're doing everything they can to keep the kids' minds off of it, and everyone's doing an admirable job. So it's pretty easy to turn it into a game, Sashim, and wrangle
Excellent.
The kids. I'm like, okay, capture the flag.
Right.
Okay. And it's like the servants will actually bring you like little washable paints that you could like dip wooden swords in. Like, okay.
Yeah, like with tree branches, you know, just simple parry and defense and jab.
Military 101.
And yeah. You notice some of the kids have a more of a knack for it than others. Some need a little more help.
Yeah.
New Lara, every so often, one will come up to you with like a skin knee and you just do a very simple cure wounds on it.
Yeah.
You know, things like that.
My pleasure.
You're there with your healer's kit. Oh, sweetheart, you got a boo-boo. Let me see that.
Yes.
And Sariel, you find a very appropriate, upbeat songs to play. You're just kind of some of the kids are flocking to you more often, the ones who don't want to fight so much. It's like, oh, that's nice.
I'm taking care of the theater kids. You take care of the jocks.
Yes, that's basically what's going on. Okay, Ember and Umbra. As you walk through the upper city heading towards the Dragon's Armaments, you can see, like, there's quite a bit of preparation being done. You start to notice several businesses that were once bustling are now starting to get vacated. Certain businesses are being boarded up. You do notice there's one big wholesaler, which you see it, and you think to yourself, maybe Sariel knows that person, because you see it's a textile wholesaler, that they're emptying out their big, almost warehouse-type building, and they're setting it up for, like, a community center-type place. Preparations like that are being done. You're starting to notice city guards you never recognized before. City guards who are clearly working in an official capacity, but they're not in official city armor or carrying official city weapons. And you're getting the sense that maybe these are outside mercenaries that were contracted to come guard the city. You make your way through the upper city, and you eventually get to the shop that you are familiar with, the Dragon's Armaments. And Rowena is walking amongst the wares, and she's just straightening and putting them. Oh, come on, Antulia.
Hello, Rowena.
What can I do for you today?
So, I'm always afraid of, like, running out of my spells, because I don't always have the strength to cast a lot of spells. So I was thinking maybe if you had darts or daggers or a light crossbow and some bolts. But something with fire.
I have all of those things with no enchantment that I could sell you right now. If you want an enchantment, I'll do my best to get it to you quickly.
Yeah, something like the enchantment you put on my fire arrows.
I can do that. I don't have that ready. Did you get your fire arrows already?
Yeah.
You got them already. Okay. I don't have those ready. I can make them for you.
How long do you think it would take?
Normally that would take me at least a week or two. I could try to rush it as best I can.
Are you aware of what's coming into the city?
I am. That's why I am very aware.
We would appreciate if you could get it to us as fast as possible, because we're going to be using it in defense of Kelsey.
I understand that. I am pretty backlogged, but I could bump you to the top. However, I can't put you in head of the city guard. I have to enchant some armor and some swords. Those are the priority, you understand.
I was afraid of that. Okay, I have a question for you. What do you think would be better? This is maybe now Victoria talking a bit.
Okay.
So, a dart and a dagger are both a d4. Is it a light crossbow? What does that bolt do?
A light crossbow, I think, is a d8.
Really?
I think a light crossbow is a d8, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hit me with one of those.
A regular light crossbow?
Yeah, but I want some fire arrows.
That you'll have to... She'll have to enchant those, and you'll have to wait. She can sell you the light crossbow and the regular mundane bolts right now.
Do you have any oil?
Sure.
So, could I put oil on the tips and light them with my hands?
I've never done that. You could try, I guess.
Okay. Victoria talking to Ben. Can I do that?
I guess. We'll find out.
Give me
but
some
you
oil.
Still have to dip it in the oil and then light the flame.
Oh,
right?
I have a plan. I have a plan. If I'm going to be up on a battlement, I'm going to have my station ready.
How many flasks of oil would you want?
I think it said one flask can light, I think, like 5 arrows or something. Is that right?
I have to look that up. It sounds right.
Okay, give me one flask, 20 arrows, 20 bolts.
Okay.
And
the light crossbow?
The light crossbow.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay, that will be 26 gold.
26 gold.
And you have, you said a flask?
One flask.
One flask of oil, 20 crossbow bolts, and a light crossbow.
Well, how much oil would I need to do all 20 bolts?
It actually doesn't say, so I'll have to improvise that.
Two?
It says it you could do quite a bit. It covers a 5-foot square area.
Okay, and do you have a trough like this? Like a little...
Sure.
bucket?
I'll throw that in for free.
Okay, a bucket. I'll put the oil in the bucket. I'll put all the arrows sticking up in the bucket, and then I'll just sit there, pull them, light it, and they can just be sitting soaked.
Yeah, soaked. Absolutely.
And then I can have a little fire next to it, and I can just, when I load it, I just...
Now,
I'm going to run out of spells, man.
That would be good.
I think it's a great idea.
And if I can add my mantle of flame to that, my fire, and, you know, I'm not great, but I'm proficient in weapons.
Yeah.
Now, hold on one second.
Not like I'm going to be walking around with this thing on my back for the rest of my life, but, you know.
I do have a couple of things for your little halfling friend.
Oh.
Something I've been experimenting with you might be interested in.
I'm always interested.
You still use a bow and arrow, right?
I do.
I've been messing around with a very basic enchantment. They're called walloping arrows.
Wallop?
Yeah.
I get to beat someone with my arrow?
They're considered magical arrows for the purposes of overcoming resistances and things like that. Mm-hmm. And anyone who gets hit by them has to make a DC 10 strength save or be knocked prone.
Oh!
Jesus
Christ,
that is nice.
How many do you have?
I currently have 4 in stock. Just a little something I was experimenting with.
I'll take them.
You take all 4, that would be 350 gold.
While Laura's looking up the group goals, I do want to ask one other thing.
Okay.
Can I go to like a magic shop or something with my orb of earth and stuff?
Sure, you can go to the other, if you don't want Rowena to see it, you can go down to the other one.
No, it's not necessarily that. I want someone to put it
2 weeks away.
As a cap piece embedded in a top of a staff.
Oh, she can do that for you.
Oh, okay, cool. How long will it take?
Come back tomorrow.
Sweet.
That won't take long. I can do that while I'm doing other stuff. Very simple enchantment.
Can I pick out my staff?
Sure. Whichever one you like.
Are there any with little flames on it?
Yeah. You can see there's one of every element. She's got staffs with lightning on it. She's got staffs with, like, dripping that is meant to simulate acid. She's got one with like, a cloud coming up with poison.
Does one look like a dripping candle?
The closest would be, like, the acid ones.
If it looks like a dripping candle, that's the one I would like.
Okay.
How much in platinum?
In platinum? 35.
Okay.
And mark off another 3 silver for the staff.
Oh. And I gotta go back tomorrow to pick it up.
So, wait, so I have my arrows now, though?
Yeah, they're ready. Yeah.
Okay. So what are they exactly again?
You hit. If you hit...
There's 4 of them?
There's 4 of them. They are recoverable. So the enchantment will stay on them. If you hit with it, whoever you hit has to make a DC 10 strength save, and if they fail, they're knocked prone. Okay, so are you guys done with shopping then?
Yes.
Okay. So you're heading back. We'll say this all took about a half a day.
Okay.
All right, so you spent the morning with the kids and the refugees. You two spent the morning walking around the upper city. Umbra and Ember, as you start coming back across the White Bridge to get back to where... you live on the Maorial Island, and from where you guys are down to the south, you start seeing a flurry of activity up near the mayor's house. Okay. You start seeing a lot of movement, a lot of some of the servants start making their way back up to the center, and the two of you together is Umber.
Yeah.
So
yes.
Ember and Umbra, you see a detachment of guards blow right past you as you're coming across the bridge. Boom! Like, just booking it into the upper city.
I want to head toward where they ran from.
They're running where they ran from?
Yeah.
Okay, they ran from the mayor's house.
Okay, I'm going to go to the mayor's house.
Yeah.
As you approach, you're making your way up too?
Yes, we both tore and I see that.
Nulara, I'm assuming you're going with them?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. You get there and you can see the Lord Mayor is trying to follow them, but Adric Orcsbane, the Lord of the Watch, is there and he's just pushing the mayor back inside. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, Lord Mayor, I need you to stay here. We'll handle this. And there's a detachment of guards that, like, bring him back inside and close the doors. And you can hear...
Are we inside or outside?
You're outside. And you can hear, like a bolt being thrown, and the house is now being locked down. And Adric Orcsbane draws his great axe, and he begins double-timing it across the bridge in your direction now.
Where do you need us?
What's happening, first of all?
Riders from the southeast, heading toward the city. I'm on my way to the walls.
Wow, they're closer.
This is the other side. Kalzeem is coming from the north. This is from the south.
Oh.
I'm saying riders from the southeast.
Okay, so we'll follow
as we're running with him.
Okay.
Can I ask more questions?
Sure. And he, you get interrupted every so often because every time he passes a guard, he's yelling out orders.
Okay.
You get to the comm center. You did it. You know, he's yelling stuff out like that.
I'm gonna run alongside of him and just say, "Are the guards still posted outside of my house?"
Don't worry, Dothane's got that under lockdown.
Who are they? What are they? How many of them? What do you know?
I don't know anything. I just know it's been reported that their rider's coming in.
Okay. You got the broom with you?
Sure do.
I would say jump on that broom and go scout ahead.
Okay. Are they from the town or are they from out of town? Are they scouts?
I think they're out of town. We don't know anything yet. We just know they're approaching the gates.
All right. Tor, get ready.
Can I come?
I don't know about the weight.
400 pounds.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like
a
little. But I'm talking about also the two of you together. I think two of small. Yeah, we're both that big.
You couldn't fit a third person because of your plate armor, but with the two of you and your plate armor, you're like just at that. So you're okay. Yeah. The two
Umber
of you.
Umber and I will take my broom.
You maybe should have gotten a harness.
Next time, just
go. We want to fly ahead.
I need one of those child
things
you put on the back of bicycles.
So as you guys are running, you see Nulara takes this broom. She says a command word. Umbra jumps on it, and the two of them.
Be careful.
Does the broom levitate and begins flying ahead of you?
Don't do anything foolish. Come back to us immediately.
Man, I wish I didn't have to run and I could fly on a broom.
Do I have the foresight to throw the sending stone to Nulara?
Come on.
Okay.
I'm going to throw the sending stone at you, or you. Catch it. Catch this!
Yeah, that's not a problem.
And with the grace of a seeker.
Shut up! I hate that part! I hate that part! You shut up and you never say that again in my presence.
So what? Oh, okay.
What happened here?
It's a line in the Harry Potter book.
Oh, okay.
Nobody needs that line in the book. Why was that there? It doesn't need to be there. Okay.
Okay, can I move on now? Thank you. What I do need from the four of you who are running is... Yes. As you approach, as you get to the city walls and you're going up the stairs which lead to the battlements,
okay.
I would like constitution saving throws from the four of you.
Oh, fuck!
Okay.
Nat 20.
You're fine.
On the 50-50 die.
It's not the hardest DC in the world, just letting you know.
Constitution. Yeah.
15. Okay. 11. Ooh, wow. So, Tor and Sariel, you take 1 point of exhaustion.
Oh, shit.
It probably is not going to be the biggest deal in the world. It just means you have disadvantage on any ability checks.
I mean, it makes sense for me.
That's all. So the two of you, Ember,
you're like, I'm a heal.
Surprisingly fine. And Sasheen, okay, whatever, physical activity. But as you guys get up, you see like...
Yes.
Sariel.
I wanted the broom.
While Tor is a good warrior and he's used to throwing logs around, cardio's not his thing.
Right.
So he's coming up the stairs like...
Just a little.
Sariel needs a bottle of wine, a masseuse, and a nap.
Sariel.
Like, she's
Sariel.
Just so far...
That roll was a Sariel roll. That was perfect to get Sariel.
You're
breathing all over yourself. Stop
Six.
Breathing all over yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, my eight.
And I came up like Jack Lloyd. Here we go.
All right.
Well,
I'm running on adrenaline. I'm running on adrenaline. I'll feel it tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly.
Yep. I shouldn't have skipped out on Orc Zumba.
Okay. And Ember and Nulara, you fly past the city walls. This all happened behind you. And you see a large group of people on horseback, maybe about a football field away from the city walls. Do you fly closer? Because right as you come over the battlements.
I mean, I'm going to say we want to stay high, right? Like
yeah,
90
we don't want to be seen.
Yeah, above them.
Okay, you're saying 90 feet above them.
Yeah.
Are you getting to where they are? Are you going towards them?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to make sure we can at least see who they, like you know.
What they look like and what they're carrying.
Yeah.
And how many. Mm-hmm. At least the numbers.
Yeah.
Okay, you fly 90 feet over them and you see some of them looking up at you. Uh-huh. They're all on horseback. It looks to be over 300 of them. You don't see any unifying symbol. Like, it's not like they're all in crimson or they're all in this. They seem to be somewhat hodgepodge.
Okay.
And they are not at a charge, but they are galloping toward the city.
Okay.
What are you doing?
We are turning back.
turning back and heading back to the sewer. Yes, okay.
And letting them know what is what. There's nothing else we can do.
Okay.
Well, I'm shoot at us. I'm gonna tell Ember everything that we just saw.
Okay.
So
okay.
I hear it.
It's not like they're all one race. It's not like they're all.
Okay. So you get teleport.
No one's yelling an odd language.
No, it's a cell phone. My pocket. I hear.
A cell phone.
Put this on speakerphone. Hold on.
All of that comes through the sending stone.
Okay. You all know this now.
Okay.
We do. Okay.
Yeah. I crack myself up, guys.
So I ask, like, do we think they're a threat? Like, do you want to...
Are they galloping toward us?
They're galloping, but they're not charging.
They're not at a charge, and you did not see any weapons drawn.
Do you see a leader?
Somebody will always have to be the leader of the pack.
You saw a couple riding in front. It was kind of, no one like
truck?
With that helmet, he was the leader, with that armor. It was a
was
little
there
tough to
anyone
tell.
Who was like saw us in the air and like
shoot
went
at
to
us.
Pull a bow and arrow?
No, no one drew on you.
Yeah.
Some did
they're
look up and you could tell they saw you, but no one drew on you, no one threw anything at you.
Yeah, they're not attacking us. I mean, we can come
do
back and you can try to engage through the city guard. They might be. Or they might just be more refugees from like a neighboring kingdom.
Do you feel comfortable to speak to them?
Well, I mean, we're flying. They might see us as a threat. We can come back, and then you can engage them through the city gates, like through the guard.
I don't think we should land and engage with them. Because we really don't know. And there's only two of us. As she's talking to you, we're turning around to come back to the city.
Okay.
And make that decision.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. So you're
by the way,
that's
we said this
feel.
In 25 words or less.
It's fine. They're flying back to you anyway, so it's fine.
Alright, so they're going to meet us up on the battlements, guys.
Okay. Umbra and Nulara get back to you on the battlements. Right when the riders get to about 50 yards away. And when they get to 50 yards away, you can see the front line, like, rears their horses in and they stop. And one of them dismounts. And you see, she reaches into, like, her saddlebag and pulls out a large white banner. And is just standing there holding a white banner.
I nudged Tor.
That means
they
good, right?
They could have done that before. That's all I have to say.
Where? Before?
They could have been riding for the last 20 minutes with
when
the white thing out.
With the white banner?
Yeah. Freaking everybody out.
So should
we? I'll go over to Orcsbane. Is there anything you want us to do?
When he sees the white banner, he is already making his way down. He says he's going out to meet them.
Does he want us to join?
You're welcome to if you want.
I
want to
go.
I'm going.
I'm going to stay on the wall.
Yeah, I'm going to stay on the wall.
Very
my arm like down but cocked.
Okay, cool.
And I'm going to stand on the wall with my wall.
You're staying on the wall.
Yes.
Okay. Tor?
We're both going.
The rest four of you are going.
No,
yeah.
I'm going to stand
you're
on the
not.
Wall with these two with my wand.
Okay,
so the three of us are going, the three of you are staying.
Okay. You're all following Adric. Because the three of you are going, he is, only bringing a small detachment of guards. He's only bringing maybe four.
Okay.
And they are not going on mounts. He's walking at the city gates. Great axe in his hand, but not raised. He's just walking with it by his side. As you approach, takes a minute or two to get out there, the dismounted rider holding the white banner pulls off a helmet and you reveals herself as a female human. And you see long brown hair falling out of the helmet. Introduces herself right away as Dinah Yeldrin.
Dinah?
Dinah.
Yeldrin?
Yeldrin. Y-A-E-L-D-R-I-N. I'm sorry about the theatrics, and if I made you nervous. I'm the captain of the militia from Galliston Rock. Make a history check, Sariel. At disadvantage.
Because I'm exhausted?
Because you're exhausted.
I don't remember things.
You can make one as well, Sashim. And for the hell of a tour, you do it too. Make
history?
A history check.
Okay.
Oh, Tor, you're at disadvantage. Yes, Sashim, you're fine.
14. 10.
You know Galliston Rock is a large town about 85 miles southeast of Whitebridge. We've been riding about 3 days to reach Whitebridge.
Why? What? Why are you here in such a hurry?
Because you're not the only ones who've heard about Kalzeem's Reign of Terror. We all took a vote and decided that city, well fortified, is the best place to make our stand. These are all the men I could spare. We mounted up and hit and figured you could use all the people you could get.
How many of you again?
I brought 327 of the best people I could find.
Is there anyone left in Galveston Rock?
A very small detachment just to keep the peace and law and order. We figured if Whitebridge falls, there isn't going to be a Galveston Rock much longer, so what's the difference? We kept behind the bare minimum, took all of our best warriors, and rode as fast as we could.
What about your civilians?
We have a small militia to keep them in line. If we fall, I'm keeping a couple of men parked out here outside the city walls.
How did you hear about Calzine's march here?
Word gets around. Word is being spread. Lots of other cities know about it.
Did you see him at all close to your city?
I only know about him through rumors and bedtime stories.
Good news travels fast.
I can see that.
And bad news travels faster.
I mean, we welcome the men and women as much as we can.
We figure that.
Worry about the children. Are they fine? Do they have hiding places?
They'll be all right. We do the best we can. If anything, we'll evacuate the city and everyone will march south. But hopefully it won't get to that point. We're going to do our part best we can.
Great.
I know I'm just a local captain of a small little militia. I'm not looking to pull rank on anyone. We're just here to help.
Do you know of any other towns, villages or towns? Do they know?
I have to assume, yes. We didn't send really word out. We wanted to get here as quick as we could.
What's Adric's response to all of this?
Seems favorable, a bit suspicious, a bit guarded. You get the sense that he has a really good poker face and he's just constant.
Can I roll a perception on her?
On her?
Yes.
You want, like, to gauge her intentions?
To gauge intention, truthfulness.
That would be insight.
Insight?
Disadvantage. I'm sorry, Scarlet.
Because I'm so exhausted.
You're not.
That lasts until you long rest. I think restoration cures that.
So much for insight.
She's great, guys. I really like her.
Oh, boy.
That's not how you say her. Like, oh, she's great. Hello.
She's great.
Well, it's not.
Do some wine or something. I
had to walk.
Oh, my God.
Out here.
It's not our place to welcome you. You would have to be the capital guard. But we can use everybody we can.
That's kind of what Adric says, is that he's willing to accept everybody he can get. And he does make it clear he's going to hold her to that, as like, you may be captain in Galveston Rock, but here you're a volunteer. You don't pull rank on us. And there's no resistance there.
Okay.
You see a lot of them now are getting down off their horses, and as you head back to the city, they're walking their horses in.
Yeah, yeah. Are they mostly, like, human?
There's a pretty big mix. There's humans, there's elves, halflings. You see some dwarves, and there is something like there's a random tiefling. You know, it's a pretty big variety. A bit of a melting pot.
Are they all just cavalry? I mean, are there medical, like, clerics? Are there bards?
You do see some have, like, medical kits on them. And the weapons are not as good a quality as the ones you have. And they're not as good ones as the city guard have, but there's a couple. Some have long swords.
Okay.
You see some bows and arrows, some crossbows. So there are a variety of different types of fighters. You don't know how good they are, but
we need training.
They're willing.
Yeah, we could take them with the children while we do our games, so we can gauge their competence.
Right, we'll separate them.
We'll take a contingent where the children are. We're going to do a little training session with the children, but we're making it like a game. But they're not going to realize that we're gauging them.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. And that works. And unless anyone is objecting, I'm just going to continue with the narrative. If there's anything you want to interject with, just jump in.
Nope.
Okay. They get welcomed into the city, and there are introductions. There's handshakes. There's, well, welcome to Whitebridge and all that. A bit of a sense of relief comes over the city guards, and there's some
bodies.
Exhaling, a little relaxation. More bodies, and also... Okay, it's not on right now. All right, everyone calm down. Like, an adrenaline dump is happening. All
right.
And as they get walked through the upper city back onto the Mayor Island, that night introductions are made. And there's a little bit of a cookout that happens. Not just the city guard, but the citizens are also enjoying the fact that this wasn't the apocalypse yet.
Right.
Yes, Ember?
Can I find that girl who was having issues lighting her fire at the gala?
Make a perception check.
Nope.
Okay, she's still missing. She's still MIA, huh?
It's not an official cookout. It's just like people are bringing food out of their houses.
All I wanted to do was try to find her and ask her if I had some access to some pork. and I was going to grab some herbs, and I was going to light up and make some kebabs.
Oh, that can be done easily. The servants and the cooks in the mayor's house can help with that.
Okay, I was just going to make some kebabs from, like, you know...
Okay.
The way I grew up making them, and, you know, like, cultural shit.
Cultural shit.
Every culture day at school. Here's some cultural shit.
Part of the festivities, what you wanted to do, Sashim, mm-hmm. You're gauging that they are a variety of skill levels.
Okay.
Some of them, Dinah included, are pretty good. They're fairly well skilled. Dinah actually kind of catches on to what you're doing. You get the sense, and she's just sort of like, all right, I'd have done the same. And she sort of respects that.
Okay.
Some of them have never fired a bow in their lives. And it's just...
Oh, dear.
Umbra's just, like, facepalming. Like, they're making me cry. What is this?
I noticed this.
Sure.
I'll walk over.
Hold on.
So, would people in the neighboring villages and stuff know of the Tremaine Textile Empire?
That is all you're thinking of at this point in time.
No, wait. It's night.
Maybe not in Galveston Rock. Galveston Rock is not an industrial city.
So it's nobody we would send goods out to, like, export from White Bridge, or people that buy from us or something?
Not so much that you've done business with yet.
Okay. All right.
Are you looking to expand?
No, I'm looking to write and warn them to come to White Bridge.
Okay. Well, you do have contacts in other cities around Balkania. So you could send messengers out, or riders out, or messenger pigeons, or whatever. You could send stuff out.
I think as this cookout is going on, I'm going to kind of head home and send messenger pigeons, just tell people to get to White Bridge.
Okay.
So I'm going to skip out on said festivities.
Okay. As you are saying your goodbyes and you're making your way back toward the festivities, you walk past their cottage,
mm-hmm.
and you see a reddish-orange glow coming from inside the window.
Okay, and they're at the festivities.
The festivities are down toward the south end of the island. There's not much happening, and their cottage is like the first house you get to on the long part of the island.
Okay.
Right before the Mayori House. And as you're walking up, you can see, like... It's weird. It's almost as if the light itself would indicate a fire, mm-hmm. but the house isn't burning and you don't see smoke.
She still has a sending stone, right?
Did you give it back to Sariel? Knowing Umbra, I don't think she would have.
I don't have a sending.
Umbra has it.
I have it.
So I don't have it.
Yeah, I mean,
I threw mine. You have yours, but you could contact
Umbra. Then I would have been talking to her, not you.
I don't like either one of your looks right now.
I'm sorry that I was paying attention to the narrative.
Oh, no.
Thank you. Thank you, Woo! Kirsten. Thank
Dirty
you.
Dirty looks and attitudes in this room.
I'm just saying.
But I do...
I think we need to cleanse this whole room. You're going to be rolling ones all day.
I think I just need to cleanse you. I'm going to send a message to you.
Okay.
Hey, you like it? Ember... There is an orange glow coming from your cottage right now. Like, there is a fire or there's somebody in it. I don't want to approach it by myself.
Okay.
Am I still exhausted? God!
I'm freaking out because I think my house is on fire again. So, I am going to release my wings. Fly up in the air, and I shed bright, bright light when I do this.
Yeah, and you get a lot of eyes on you.
And I want to grab these guys' attention and say, get to our house, and I'm going to fly over whatever the fuck I need to and land right next to her.
Okay. And you see the same thing. There's the light coming out of that you can see inside the window would normally indicate fire, but the house isn't burning, there's no smoke, and there's no smell of fire.
A wisdom save to see if I'm
sure.
Are you very wise?
Share with the class.
No, it how rolled. Nat one.
I was gonna say, how about you share with the DM?
No, and nat one. I think in this circumstance I would freak out and very inappropriately. Yeah, you're sure. Thank you. I'm gonna go and kick the door down and just go running in.
Yes. Oh my god, what is she doing? What is she doing? What is she doing?
Okay.
Nothing.
And you, she's Ember is, as you all arrive, Ember is just ignoring all your warnings and just walks up to the door and does like a tour would do.
Stomp kick.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna ready an Eldritch Blast and take off right behind her.
Okay.
Stupid!
I'll go to the doorway.
For the sake of this, I will get out.
They're kind
I will get
of one
back.
In the same.
Oh shit!
That is your house.
Where's our house?
The inside of it.
Uh huh.
I didn't assign rooms, and I didn't color in the rooms, so I didn't know what everybody would want their rooms to be. Yeah. But these are the five bedrooms.
Okay. Yeah, this middle will be like here anyway.
Mine's next to the bathroom. Because of the water. Boy. I might light things on fire in my sleep.
There's no indoor plumbing, is there?
All right. I would like indicators from everybody, please.
I'm at the door.
I'm going to be...
Sariel, that said she's following. Sashim, you're following.
Yep.
Okay.
That's how I am.
How far are you... What are you doing, Umber? Just
well, I mean, I guess I tried to keep up with everyone and get there in the same time.
Okay. Apparently I'm creeping through a window to get in the house.
I'm getting guess I'm towards the back.
Okay. Cool. So, as you kick open the door, Ember...
There's a lot of fucking people in my house.
You see four figures sitting in the main room, which... This is like a sitting room area right here. This would be like your main common room. This is like a kitchenette area, and then just more like common space.
So okay, so the way I image this in my mind... Image this?
Imagine?
Yes.
All right.
Shut up. I burst into the room, my wings are still going, and my bright light is still being shed.
Right.
And I want to light up my hands all the way through my arms like this, like this.
Ooh.
Okay. You see sitting at the table a bald, very pale human man.
Okay.
Across from him, a female human. On the table in between them, you see a dragon chessboard. And the two of them appear to be playing dragon chess. Next to the bald human, which would be the red number three, you see a large black mastiff who growls at you as soon as you come in. And standing back there in the corner, purple number four, is a short female gnome, bald with gray skin. This is
female?
Called female. Ember, make a perception check.
Ooh, perception. Perception. That would be a two.
A two? Oh, never mind. As you enter the room, Ember, the human, not even looking up, he's just looking at the dragon ship, the bald human. You have something of mine.
Okay. Why are you in my house?
I would like my tether reconnected to my item, please.
Ooh. And I'm right behind her. It's the box! The box!
The
indeed,
crazy box. It is my box, and I would like it back. Because you're the next two through the door, Sariel and Sashim, I'd like perception checks.
My disadvantage.
Unfortunately, yes, I'm sorry.
Lara, can you, work some magic hands on me, please?
Yeah, didn't
we throw glowy, blessy hands?
Glowy, blessy hands, please.
We gave it to the doctor.
Have your phone out.
Ooh.
My phone
gave it
out?
To the doctor.
You're about to get some.
We gave it to the raven. And he said he was going to find a place for it.
Because we couldn't destroy it.
Oh, you did destroy it. You melted it down.
Oh,
you
we melted it down.
You gave it to a blacksmith who threw it in his forge.
Did nine.
No. You
you're exhausted and you're not
exhausted.
Aware.
And you have a text.
Okay, I'm waiting. Do
I
let people know?
Up to you. Completely up to you.
I think we have to blow
this. I want to walk up to
our stuff's here.
Oh, Jesus.
You will return my item or I will pull the magic right out of your soul.
How long do we have to return the item?
Not long. You have until my game is done. And I'm about to mate this one.
Why don't we just tell him the truth?
Cause
we got
wait,
the
we
box.
Know for a fact what he's asking for, right?
Yeah, he said, yeah, someone said, the box. And he goes, yes, my box.
Wait, that's out of game. This is the box where we got all those, and we got corrupt. Well, I got corrupted.
This was the corrupted box. Yes.
Do we still have this box?
No, did we melt it down?
No, you threw it. You gave it to a blacksmith, and then he threw it into his forge.
Okay. Okay. I want to go up to this one.
Me, this one. Okay.
And I want to whisper the text that.
I'll send it to her. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
I'm just trying to keep intrigue alive here.
Okay.
You have a text, Victoria.
What if we were to tell you the box is destroyed?
That would be very unfortunate, leaving me no choice but to pull the magic right out of you. Checkmate. I'll be taking my box now, please.
No problem.
Sure.
I'll go get it.
Make a deception check.
You want your box? I'm going to go get your box. Go get it. Come on, guys. Let's go.
Persuasion.
Right.
I want to try to persuade him to wait a little longer.
Persuasion check with disadvantage. You make a deception check. With disadvantage?
12 and 10.
Yes, because the other one was 16.
And
holy
cow. For deception, got a 23.
Oh, come now. It's late, and we've all been working very hard, and emotions are high. I think perhaps we can hold off on the box right now. They're so tired, and it's...
And you're
let's
in
all
a
rest.
Place without approval.
Just high emotions right now. Everybody's a little frustrated.
Even Tor's frustrated.
Cranky.
Very cranky.
You have 1 hour.
Okay. Back it up.
To go
back
get
it
into whatever place you're hiding it from me.
Back it up. Can we go back to the armory
your mama
and
taught you
get
good.
That, like, freaking melted ball of crap and hand it to him? This is your box.
Oh, okay. Let's piss him off more, the scary
well,
guy.
Well, either way, he's going to be pissed off. Yeah. Either way. Because he's going to get a molten pile of shit, or he's going to get nothing.
Because
I can go grab a wooden crate out of the back if you want me to and hand him that.
Well, Bernie Hands, I hope you enjoyed it because the magic is about to be sucked out of your soul.
I want to know who he is and how we got his box in the first place.
It was
and what kind of power does he have that he could take the magic?
See,
I
get to be mad.
And clearly he knew where it was because he knew to come back to our house.
He said the words, you broke the tether.
Yeah,
he said those words.
Yeah.
What the fuck is a tether?
The tether
that she
broke.
When New Lara removed the corruption
with
from
her
the
blessing
box.
Hands.
Remember I said, you feel a tether and you snap it.
So he was trying to corrupt us, and when we figured it out and stopped it.
Now he's mad.
Just side note, can I go to New Lara and have her blessing hands me so I can get rid of this, please?
Sure. Let me check on one thing. Let me make sure before I speak.
New Lara, I'm feeling a little off.
As you should be.
You're not the only one.
What's a restoration doesn't cure it?
Oh, the one that it's in me too can't be cured.
Is there a day spa that I can go to?
When you long rest, it'll cure.
What about a short rest? Because she took a quick cat nap in the back while we're on our way somewhere.
Can not I so do much. A song of rest? Can I sing to myself?
You can sing to yourself, sure. All right, you have 1 hour. What are you doing?
Pissing ourselves and then walking back in the house.
We need a plan.
Honestly, other than burning down our house, I don't see how we're getting out of this.
How does burning down the house get us out of
here? Well, we killed him.
What if we tell him the truth?
Yeah.
And what was the glowing that I saw?
It's sort of emanating from them.
They're glowing.
Yeah, it's weird. Kind of, but not. Okay. Make a perception check.
11.
Oh, no, sorry.
Is it like 5, so 12?
Yeah.
Like a facial serum or a self-tanner that's making this happen?
Self-tanner. Someone overdid the self-tanner.
You have text.
But my concern is how we do it.
It's stinky.
Well, we won't know how much or how badly
like
or how powerful. We got to try the first one, and then we'll take it from there.
Yeah, I smelled rotten eggs when I was in there.
Yeah.
Can I do like a history check?
Oh,
if I know what that is.
Yeah.
Sure.
Can I do some sort of check history?
Sure.
You smelled rotten eggs?
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, I just thought it was
sulfur.
Decay.
No, sulfur.
Ooh, sulfur.
You thought it was who?
I thought it was Tor. He gets a little musty.
A little ripe sometimes.
Got some musk on me, love.
Will a 3 get me anything?
Not too much.
A whole lot of sideways looks.
Right.
I think they're underground evil.
Yep.
Kind of
get that feeling.
Okay, folks,
yeah.
What are we doing?
We're doing.
Okay. Honestly, I don't know. I don't know. Other than going back and getting the metal that was once the box, I don't know.
You can
maybe
do
the box reformed after it was thrown into the fireplace for some reason.
Get them out of the house.
I guess that's maybe a possibility. We can run it down before we go back in. In the meantime, we need a plan before we go back in.
All right. Plan is we light him up.
But
who
I
can hold him still? Or
I have hold person, but I can only hold one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, we should have put booby traps in our house.
Why don't we go
let's
and get the let's get the remains
you
of
know
the
what
box.
I like to
the
do
dog's
with them.
Them.
I like to do
Masters
let's go back for the box to see if it's reformed. That way we know that's out of the game.
Okay.
We, if it didn't reform, that's out of the game. Then we go into our second step.
Yeah.
Like
if
the first
I remember correctly, I think Umbra, I think you stayed and watched it burn.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Think,
what I'm saying. I don't think it's
I think
it's
Umbra stayed
that.
There and made sure it
okay.
melted.
It's melted.
If I
so
remember
right.
correctly.
Let's say we did that step already. No step.
Yeah.
Gone. Second step.
I even told
what are we going to do now?
Yeah.
I say we tell them
the truth.
We don't have it. It's melted. And if they start in, we kill them.
We
or
we
try
them.
Our freaking best. Because there is no way out of this.
Who
I
are
agree.
These
I think we should just
creatures
confront them,
that came
say
in
this
and
is
just
what happened
their
to it, blah, blah, blah. Let, take it from them. What is what's their action? Then we got to take action.
Of course.
Yeah.
I just want to know who they are.
I'm putting in my eyes of charming.
Okay.
Okay.
Then
well,
let's
go
find
back
out
in.
Who they are.
We want to fight with them in the house.
Gotta.
I'm
yeah.
gonna.
Unless we can say meet us in the field in an hour.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. This it's a contained area.
I think we need to find out who he is and where he came from first.
Yes. Well, let's find this out.
Well,
we can do a spell.
We still gotta confront them, so let's go.
Alright, so what? We all go
all
in?
Alright, so Kristen goes in first. I'll be behind her.
Okay.
And all assist right. her in anything she needs.
And I'm there.
Bring yourselves inside and set yourselves up where you think you'd want to be, please.
I don't want to be too close because I'm not. I'm squishy.
Where do you
want to
be?
There.
I'm just going to throw everybody in. Tori, bring up the rear or you want to be closer?
Yeah, I'll be at the rear.
Okay.
Okay, so we walk in.
Put you like right here.
Thanks.
More like more along like a line.
Before we return this to you,
so
I'd like to know your name.
That is not of consequence. What is of consequence is what you're about to give me or what I'm about to take.
I'd like to know how we received this box.
Sir, with all due respect, you know who we are. We'd like to know who you are. Not disrespectfully, respectfully. Who are you? We want to know that.
I'm an angel to some, a devil to others.
No answer.
Did New Laura say that?
Why do you need the box back?
Well, clearly you were not what I thought and hoped you would be, and took it upon yourselves to destroy my tether. I'd like it back so I can reconnect it.
Who did you think we were?
Someone useful.
Do you realize we didn't even know what the box was?
You could have kept exploring it and trusted that I knew what was best.
I understand that, but who are you? We didn't know then. Now we see you, who you are. But the box, we didn't know was your box, that it was a tether to you.
And it was damaging us.
We had
us.
No idea.
I want to try persuasion. With disadvantage, just telling him that we're not at fault for this mischief.
It's going to be a hard, but go ahead. It's going to be a tough check.
14
total?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
We can't be held accountable for whatever mischief. We did not know what was going on.
But you destroyed something clearly that was not yours to destroy.
It was ours. It was on our property.
It was
ours to take.
Property is not 9/10 of the law. Possession is 9/10 of the law.
There you go.
Curious
you
word to use, possession.
We don't know anything about tethering, and you...
Once he says that, can I do, like, a history check and kind of, like, figure out what this is?
With
this disadvantage
tree,
for
man.
Everything, because, you know, Day's
can
Fog exists in Whitebridge.
Okay, sure. Roll again, but just one. Umber's helping you.
Thank you! 9.
Is
that... It's a weird word to use. Well, maybe it'll come to me later.
What can we do to compensate for what we've done, for the mistake, the error we had, the error that we committed?
This guy was trying to corrupt us and turn us into agents of hell, and you want to make it up with him?
What do you mean, agents
right
of
now,
hell?
Yes. Right now, yes. Where are we?
Did I hear her say that?
Just stay. Just stay still.
What does it mean that we're going to give in to him? We're just going to make believe.
What do you mean, agents of hell?
Just stay still. I'll take what I need back.
Oh, wand, fireball. Fuck
no.
Him.
Okay.
Oh. Honestly,
wand,
because this
fireball.
Went a little longer, we'll take a quick break before we come back. Because it's going to be initiative. And the battle, I don't know how long it's going to be.
No. I'm not letting him sucking shit out of me. No.
We'll take a break right there. Okay. Thanks for listening to the D&D Grandma and the Family That Games Together D&D podcast. If you liked what you heard, please consider supporting the D&D Grandma Patreon. And feel free to check us out on Twitter @D&D Grandma. Thank you, and keep on rolling.